She did not move, and there was not the slightest change of expression on her face. But it drained of colour, and a glaze like cataracts crossed her eyes. It felt like a very long time before she spoke.
"You know, then?"
It wasn't a question. Her voice seemed very tiny, lost in the blink of an eye on the edge of the offshore breeze that caressed their faces. Enzo said nothing, almost holding his breath. His question had been innocent enough, but Elizabeth had read more into it than he could ever have anticipated.
"I've been dreading this for 20 years. Did Thibault tell you?"
She turned searching eyes on him, something like fear in them now, and consternation. She shook her head.
"Why would he do that now, after all these years? He was prepared to go to prison back then to protect me."
Enzo's mind was racing, but his voice was calm and gave no indication of the turmoil behind it.
"What on earth did you see in him, Elizabeth?"
Now she looked away, her expression pained, her eyes lighting on the house where she had grown up, wishing, perhaps, she could be transported back there, to the innocence of childhood.
"Alain and I were going through a difficult time. I'd just given birth to Prima, and after the initial joy of it, I sank into the most terrible postnatal depression. I was almost suicidal, Enzo. The baby was keeping us awake most nights. Endless, endless crying. My nerves were shot to pieces. And so was our relationship. Alain coped with it all much better than I did, but even so, things had never been worse between us. My mother was looking after Prima during the day, and I was still working part-time at the clinic. Alain thought it would be good for me to be out of the house, getting a break from the baby."
She drew a deep, tremulous breath.
"Which is when I got to know Thibault. After he broke his leg and Dr. Gasmin assigned me to his physical re-education."
She turned a look toward Enzo that pleaded for understanding.
"I can't even begin to explain to you what the attraction was. I hardly know myself. People knew he was a womanizer. He had a terrible reputation. The first time I went to his house, I was really quite nervous."
She breathed in deeply, eyes closed, reliving some distant memory.
"But there was something about him. I never saw the side of him that other people talked about. I never saw the temper that woman described in court. He was gentle and sensitive, and unexpectedly intelligent, and—"
She searched for the words.
"He gave me something I needed then, Enzo. Something I wasn't getting from Alain. I can't even tell you what that was. Understanding? Reassurance, maybe?"
She was wringing her hands in nervous distress, watching herself doing it, unable to bring herself to look at him again.
"It didn't last long, but it was very intense. Very passionate. Passionate.